feeding time at the Gochong Eel Farm in South Korea. These eels are helping to satisfy an insatiable appetite across Northeast Asia, where Japanese and South Koreans devour the vast majority of the global catch. Eels, served fresh or processed, are rich in vitamins, calcium, and protein. They are popular especially in the warmer months to combat fatigue and boost stamina. The species preferred by Asian diners is Anguilla japonica, the Japanese eel. The eel's larvae migrate from the Philippine Sea to rivers around China, Japan, and South Korea, where the species is overfished. The owner of a chain of gourmet eel restaurants in Japan, Hiroshi Suzuki, says no substitute is as appetizing.
The European or French varieties have too much fat, so they repel the special seasoning sauce Japanese expect on freshwater eel. And the North American eels do not have enough fat, so they turn out to be too crispy.
Aquaculture cannot replicate the life cycle of eels, which only spawn once in their lifetimes. That is a challenge for aqua farmers such as Lee Jae-jung, a former nuclear power plant engineer who has been wrestling with slippery eels for nearly 30 years and now processes 190,000 of them annually.
Eels cannot be hatched artificially. Nearly all eels that are farmed come from the sea. These eels are hatched in the Philippines. We catch them when they come to the fresh water from the sea.
With the price for eel in restaurants and shops surging, you would think that the owners of fish farms, such as this one in South Korea, would be elated. But that is not the case.
When the price of eel increases, consumers tend to eat less of it because it is so costly. Thus, we are affected by the slowdown in eel consumption. However, our operation is able to withstand the downturn better than most others.
In the past year, high prices have forced an estimated one-third of the eel restaurants in South Korea and Japan to close. Other restaurant owners, such as Hiroshi Suzuki, support restricting trade in the japonica variety to keep prices high.
If the prices decrease, then department stores and supermarkets will be in competition with us for the limited supply, and the eel restaurants will not be able to get an adequate quantity.
Some conservationists say even stricter measures are needed, such as banning all catches of adult eels and sharply limiting those of young eels. Otherwise, they predict, some of these eels, which have been around for tens of millions of years, will become extinct. Steve Herman, VOA News, Gochong, South Korea.